ओम ज्ञानति मिगंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
Original form of the Lord, Sri Krishna, he is wonderful pastime. They are described in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam teach us in preliminary stage and developed stage, means primary instruction and further instruction, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and why we should surrender to Him. And Nectar Devotion teaches us the process of surrendering to Him, Bhakti Yoga, and describes in detail what are the different levels that devotees may attain to. So these books, they are giving us knowledge, instruction. They're very pleasing to the devotees. Bhagavad Gita is initial knowledge. When we say initial knowledge, that means it's extremely elevated knowledge. Yes. You shouldn't think, oh, I read Bhagavad Gita, now I don't have to read again. Bahunam janma namante gyanavangmam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita that may be attained after many, many lifetimes by one very great person, such a great person is not often found, who actually understands that Krishna is everything. There's nothing outside of Krishna. So knowing that, he surrenders to Krishna. So that is highly elevated knowledge. Beyond that, even same knowledge but more developed is Srimad Bhagavatam. And when one is fully convinced of Krishna, fully absorbed in spiritual life, then he may read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just like pure concentrated nectar, which demonstrates the whole essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam? Dharma projita kaitava atra. The cheating religion that is kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Cheating religion means dharma artha kama moksha. Dharma means materialistic, external religious formulas. Artha means economic development. Kama means sense gratification. And moksha means liberation. So these are the subject matters described in the Vedas, but they are rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam. This is the spotless evidence of spiritual knowledge. Because it teaches prema pumartho mahan. The real necessity of everybody is to develop pure love of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach how to follow Srimad Bhagavatam, how to become absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. Therefore, these books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these books are sufficient for fully knowing Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. And when we've fully realized the import of all these shastras, then we will simply fall down at the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj, because in his courtyard, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is playing. Any other question? I thought you were going to give me some challenge, and you went like this. This is Madhvacharya saying. Dvaitvad. There is God, and there is everything else. So he was always challenging everybody, challenging the Mayavadis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught achintya bheda bheda tattva, that everything is simultaneously one with God and different from Him. Followers of Madhvacharya, they have one very good disease, which is that they hate Mayavad completely. Of course, it's difficult to find such a follower nowadays, except in ISKCON. The real followers of Madhvacharya in ISKCON hate Mayavad. So Madhvacharya criticized Ramanujacharya. Ramanuja, he taught Vishishtadvaitavad, that everything is one with God in one sense, but still God has His own special characteristics. Madhvacharya couldn't hear the word Advaita. He hated it. So Advaita means oneness. He hated that. So no oneness, two-ness, Dvait, two-ness, God and everything else. Of course, this has some, this brings in some philosophy. It's very good to smash Mayavad. We should smash Mayavad. Sometimes people, devotees ask, how can we become advanced in Krishna consciousness? One way is to preach against Mayavad. Because according to Padma Purana, anyone who preaches against Mayavada becomes very dear to Lord Vishnu. So this Mayavada idea that God is also under the control of Maya, therefore he gets a big long beard because he's under the control of time, this is all Mayavada. That means they're trying to say that God is like one of us. So we should preach, give the clear conception of God. Tell people that God is a young cowherd boy, he's the supreme controller of all the manifestations. He's blue and he has a flute. And do you believe that? Yes. Why? Because Shastra says so. Shastra must be correct. So anyway, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that in one sense, God is one with everything because nothing is separate from God. And if we say that God is not impersonal, then he's incomplete. God is complete, therefore he must be both personal and impersonal. But if you say that his impersonal manifestation is more important than his personal manifestation, then you are a Mayavadi. The personal form of Krishna is much more important than his impersonal manifestation. But still, we don't deny his impersonal manifestation. That would be to deny part of Krishna's completeness. But we stand strongly against those who deny Krishna's personality. So Madhvacharya was doing that. Two, Krishna is above. He's above this material manifestation.
Any other questions?
Of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, I missed out one song yesterday. I have to go back. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyata Parakamalam Shri Gurunda Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. This song is based upon two verses of Sri Shikshastakam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tungalada Shudharaya Vadanangadgada Rudhaya Gira Pulakai Nichitang Vapukada Tavanamagahane Bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying that when will tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain? When will my voice choke up when you're chanting Hare Krishna, but then out of ecstasy he cannot chant properly? He's praying like this. When will the hairs of my body stand on end by chanting your holy names? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And again, Jugayatam Nimeshena Chakshusha Bravrishayatam Shunyayatam Jagat Saravam Govinda Virahe Name. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm feeling a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So this is our desire, to cry for Krishna. That is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, that if anyone can cry for Krishna, then his life is successful. If we don't cry for Krishna, then we'll cry for Maya. Oh my family, oh my country, oh my dog. Material life simply means lamentation, hankering and lamentation. It's simply miserable. But if that hankering and lamentation is transferred to Krishna, that is the success of our life. Hankering, where is Krishna? How can I achieve Krishna? When will I attain to Krishna's lotus feet? And lamentation, oh, I could not get Krishna. So that is also sorrowful. But that apparent sorrow is transcendental ecstasy. In this material world, the so-called happiness and distress is all miserable. And in Krishna consciousness, the happiness is blissful, and the apparent distress is also blissful. The feeling of separation from Krishna is considered to be the highest ecstasy. That pain of separation, that cannot be understood by any material formulas, but that is a transcendental fact. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to his spiritual master to bless him with these spiritual sentiments. Spiritual life means sentiment, emotion. It's not simply sitting in a cave and chanting Om or making some meditation to become nothing. Spiritual life means that we develop our emotions transcendentally because we develop our relationship with Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a person. He's not a stone. Person means he has personality, he has emotions, he has feelings, he has likes and dislikes, desires. Because he's the Supreme Person, his emotions, feelings, desires, sentiments, likes, dislikes, they're developed to the supreme degree. Yeah. So Krishna consciousness means developing our personality. That means uncovering our real personality, discovering who we are, self-realization. Who are we? We are servants of Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is my very intimate and best friend. Krishna is our best master, friend, child or lover. You see, people in this material world, they get pleasure from friendship, from family, from love. That loving feeling parent has for the child. But that will not last forever. The child will grow old and the parent will also die. But if we have Krishna as our child, then that relationship, that will never change, that is eternal. And he will be the perfect child. He will perfectly reciprocate all our loving feelings. Krishna consciousness therefore means to develop our transcendental sentiments. That doesn't mean that we mistake our mundane emotions for transcendental ecstasy. That is sahajya. Sahajya means those who take everything very easily and cheaply. Without becoming detached from material sense gratification, they want to artificially think themselves highly spiritually advanced. So one has to carefully follow the rules and regulations of spiritual life. But we should know the purpose of the rules and regulations also. Rules and regulations in Krishna consciousness is not like an army camp, where we are simply following for the sake of following. But those rules and regulations we are following to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. For instance, we have the regulative principle to come before the Lord in His deity form to chant before Him in the arati. So that is a regulated principle, but what is the effect of that? The effect is that we come before the Lord and we see His beautiful transcendental form. And we chant His beautiful transcendental names. So that will awaken the feelings for Krishna within our heart. That is wanted, to develop our feelings for Krishna. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for in this song.
Gurudev kabe mor shei din hobe mon sthir kori nirjane boshiya Krishna naam gabo jabe sansar phuka kane na phosibe deha rog dure robe. He says, praying to his spiritual master, when will that day be mine?
Sorry? He says, praying to his spiritual master, when will that day be mine? One thing, everyone's looking at this photo, but better use your ear to hear. Now is time for listening. See through your ear.
Kabe mor shei din hobe mon. When will that day be mine? When my mind is fixed still. Now,
in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going to explain the highly developed spiritual emotions. But first, he's saying that the mind will have to be fixed. There is no question of higher spiritual emotions unless the mind is fixed firmly on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Virasayatmika bhutir ekeha kuru nandana. This verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, that those people's their mind can be fixed who they fix on one point only. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when my mind will be fixed, then I can sit alone and chant the name of Krishna. This word is used here, nirjan. He is referring to nirjan bhajan. Nirjan bhajan means to go and sit by yourself and chant Hare Krishna. This is not recommended for anybody here in this room, including myself. That is a process for highly advanced devotees. Those who are not highly advanced, if they go away by themselves, then what happens? That I heard Prabhupada say one time in Vrindavan. That if you think you can sit alone and chant Hare Krishna, you'll simply think of women and money and fall down. And even if we are so much advanced, that is not the order of our acharya. The order of our acharya, Srila Prabhupada, is to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he said, at the end of life, you can go and live in Vrindavan. At the end of life, you sit in Vrindavan and just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All day and night. All day and night you chant. There's another word. Bad Prabhupada said, unless you preach throughout your life, then your mind, you won't be able to fix your mind. Same point, unless the mind is fixed, there's no question of higher emotions. That is explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That you have to preach, 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 preach. That will make the mind peaceful, fixed on Krishna. Then, by the power of that advancement, it is possible to chant Hare Krishna. Just chant, chant, chant all day and night. That, he explains, Kirtan Prabhave Sharan Shabhave Shikali Bhajana Nirajan Shambhav. He makes this long song condemning those who artificially try to perform Nirjan Bhajan. He says, Prana Chaitar Shehi Tu Pracha Pratishta Shaheen Krishna Gata Shab. He says, who has got life, he can preach Krishna consciousness. Who doesn't want his own name and fame, he can actually preach Krishna consciousness. Kirtan Prabhave Sharana Shabhave Shekale Bhajana Nirjan Shambhav. When, by the power of chanting, 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 preaching, 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 that Krishna automatically comes in our mind, then this possibility is there to sit and chant Hare Krishna all day, all night alone. But practically we see that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself didn't do that. He preached, preached up to the last moment of his life. And our Srila Prabhupada also, he preached, preached, preached up to the last moment. Prabhupada, one time he was traveling in America, one day, one city, like this, going place to place, preaching. And he was actually very sick. Jai Nitai, go stay and rest, don't go anymore, stop your talk. So there were so many devotees there telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, don't go. Prabhupada was telling his servant, pack the bag, put everything inside. And Prabhupada didn't listen to what they said at all. He simply told his servant, pick up the bags, and they walked out. And as they were walking out, the temple, still the devotees are saying, please Prabhupada, please, you'll get more sick. Please take some rest. Prabhupada turned round and looked the devotee in the face and said, you don't understand. He said that I want the benediction from Krishna to fight for him up to the last breath, just like Arjuna did. So Prabhupada told all his disciples, you preach all your life, at the end of your life you sit and just chant Hare Krishna, prepare yourself for death. So you see here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to his guru for the mercy to be able to chant in such an elevated stage. So we cannot artificially attain to such a stage. When we are blessed by Guru and Krishna, then we can achieve to such a position. So we will get those blessings by giving every drop of our blood for the Sankirtan movement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, and then that point that, yeah, even we may get the
we may be blessed with such a mentality that now we're free from all material contaminations. We can simply chant Hare Krishna. By preaching, we purify others and we purify ourselves also. But if we become so much purified that we can actually sit and chant Hare Krishna, we'll have so much taste for preaching that we cannot give that up. Practically, you see, just like who are the gurus in ISKCON now? How have they become gurus? You may say, well, they're ordinary people like us. They were born in such and such a family at such and such a time. They went to school. They did so many things. And they joined Hare Krishna movement. Then, how are they spiritual masters? Because they've got a taste for this preaching. Because they can't give up this preaching. They followed the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agge guru hayat taro idesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them about Krishna and this way become a guru and deliver the land. So this is the taste we want to get. You should all become gurus also. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Guru means you teach others. Teach them about Krishna. Speak about Krishna. When you meet people, don't talk about anything but Krishna. Give them Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. You are not this body, you are the servant of Krishna. So, in this way, become a guru and deliver others. Then automatically we'll get all taste for Krishna consciousness. We cannot stop that preaching. When we have a taste that we cannot stop speaking about Krishna, then we know our life is becoming successful. And then that result is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Shangshara fuka. Kane na poshibe, deha rog, dure robe. Sangshara fuka, that means the, what should we say, fuka means like the hustle and bustle and shouting and screaming and pandemonium of material life. It's a blah 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 babble of material life. Just like if you turn on the radio, you can tune it to different stations. And here some will be speaking, and the latest news from Bulgaria is there's fighting going on and there's riots in the streets. Then you go to another station and people are discussing the relative values of Mozart and Beethoven. And you go to another station and there's ba-bam, 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 I love you, baby. And so many radio stations, all someone saying this, that, something else. Or if you walk down the street in central London, you go past one shop and there's some rock music is blasting out. Then you go to another place and there's someone standing there. Come inside, get your cheap clothes, special only today. Of course, he's standing there every day saying special only today. So many different noises. So many people saying so many things. Sometimes you just want to be peaceful. But even if you go away somewhere in the country to be peaceful, still your mind, rah, 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 there's so many things going on in the mind. So real peace means turn the radio off forever. No more interest in the fighting in Bulgaria or wherever it is, Chechnya. And no interest to who's Mozart or who's Beethoven or whoever they are. And no more interest in I love you baby either. No interest in anything in this material world. Means we may take some interest what we need to know for serving Krishna, that's all. Mm. Otherwise there's millions of topics to fill up our brains. Go in a library, so many books on so many subjects. You'll find 50 books on how to play chess. 10,000 books, just stories. 10,000 books, stories means only imagination, fantasy, nonsense. People like to fill their brains with meaningless stories. Just imagination, that's all. Just fantasy. Absolutely no meaning or value to anybody. There's so many different subjects. Psychology, sociology, history, so many different things. The value of all of it put together, all the universities put together, all the libraries put together, all the television stations put together, all the rock bands put together, the total value is absolutely zero, nil, zipper, nothing. Hare 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 Hare
original fall of the Lord, Sri Krishna, is wonderful pastimes. They are described in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam teach us in preliminary stage and developed stage, means primary instruction and further instruction, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and why we should.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to turn it off. Bas, finished. No more interest in all this. Now all I'm interested in is serving the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. That's all. Forget all that nonsense. Then, deharoga dure rabe. Deharog means the disease of the body. The real disease is forgetting Krishna. That is manifested as heart disease. This heart disease is very dangerous. Yeah. Which heart disease? Yeah. Does this mean we should have some bypass surgery? You know what that is? Bypass heart surgery. But that won't help the real heart disease. Real heart disease is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hrit kama roga. Hrit kama roga means, hrit means the heart. Kama means lust. And rog means disease. So these lusty desires, that is the disease in our heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, that will be long, long distant away from me. I will leave that far behind.
Then Hare Krishna Bali, Gahite Gahite, Nayane Bahibe Lo.
Then by chanting and chanting Hare Krishna, the eyes will be full of tears. This is wanted, not artificially. It has become a business in India to imitate ecstasy. Artificial ecstasy to make people think that this is a great devotee. Just like some people, they speak on Bhagavatam and their eyes fill with tears. And people think, oh, very great devotee. But why are his eyes filled with tears? Because he has put chili powder in his nose. Just so people will think that now he's become a great devotee. So if love of God was so cheap that you could get 10 paisa worth of chili powder and that is the ecstasy, then what is the use? We don't want anything artificial. You should not be sahajiyas. Please note this word very carefully. Because this is a very dangerous syndrome. Artificial ecstasy syndrome. It's like in the hospital, they see different kinds of heart disease, different syndromes, and they give it a name. HBP, high blood pressure. So this is AES, artificial ecstasy syndrome. Sometimes we see some devotee, we can see immediately, AES case. DAS in Lithuania. Yeah. Or, in English it's called pure emotional service. Instead of pure devotional service, pure emotional service. That we don't want. But we do want to come to the standard of pure devotion. That when we chant Hare Krishna, tears will automatically come to our eyes. We want that the temple commander will have to appoint someone. His job is, you have to wipe up the floor after kirtan. All the tears you have to wipe up. That we want. When will that day be?
Dehete pulak udita hoibe premete korebe bhor.
That because the heart is filled with such intense love of God that all the hairs on the body stand on end.
Goda goda bani mukhe mukhe bahiribe kapibe sharira mama.
Then my body, while speaking, the voice will be choked up. And my body will tremble in ecstasy.
Garama muhu muhu viburna hoibe.
Then stambita pralayasham. That all the time, the perspiration will come from the body. The body will become pale. Pale means just like light, very light color, lose its color. Viburna literally means without color. And I will become stunned as if it is about to die.
Nishkapate heno dasha kobe hobe niranta namagabo.
So this is a very important word he's using. Nishkapat means without any cheating. Means when those symptoms will actually manifest. This is a very important word. Nishkapat. No cheating, no show, no material motive. Sometimes devotees come and they make a show of being a very good devotee, but they have some hidden material motive. They're serving very nicely, but one day they've vanished and the donation box has vanished also. Or they're serving very nicely, but they're thinking, by this Hare Krishna, I can go to America. But then I'll be happy. This is kapattata, cheating. So bhakti should be nishkapat, without any personal motive, no hidden motive. Serve for the sake of serving. And in course of time, the advanced stage will manifest for those who are serious to serve. But naturally for such a devotee, he will always want to chant. Abeshe rahaya deha jatra kari tomara karana pabo. So being thus absorbed in ecstasy, I will pass my life and in this way attain your mercy. So this is a very interesting word. Deha jatra means the journey of the body, or in other words, life. The journey of the body is dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptihi. The journey of the body is childhood, boyhood, youth, old age, death. Birth, growth, maintenance, production of byproducts, dwindling and death. These are the shadavikar, six changes of the body. Birth, there are two stages. Birth means two stages. Then when the semina mixes with the ovum and they mix, then the child starts to grow within the womb. That position is called garbhastha, within the womb. And when the child comes from the belly of the mother, that is called bhumistha, means he's come out onto the earth. Then the body begins on its journey. And what is the ultimate destination? Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya. This body will end up as ashes. It will be burned. Of course, probably because this is a Catholic country, they mostly probably bury the bodies. So if the body is buried, then it becomes, turns into food for the little insects that come and eat it. Another alternative, just like the Parsis, there's one sect of fire worshippers in India, they're called Parsis.
Parsis?
Parsi, they're called Parsis. So they have an interesting system of disposing of the dead body. They have a big tower, and on the top they have a flat space, they put the dead body there. There's a big tower, just like in Vilnius there's that big tower, that big radio tower.
Yeah.
So there's a flat space on top, they put the body up there. And the vultures come and have a feast.
Vultures?
Shakuni is Sanskrit. That Duryodhana's uncle was also known as Shakuni.
Yeah,
vulture. His character was like just like that also. Find a vulture was better. Anyway, that's another thing. So this body is on a journey towards death. Sometimes people think traveling, that must be a lot of fun. Oh, ISKCON sannyasis, they travel all over the world. Must be a very nice life. Actually, it is a very nice life to see all the devotees dancing and chanting in different places. But there's no particular pleasure in traveling. Having your body shaken about in train carriages or going up 10,000 feet in the air and then coming down again. I don't know what it does to your body, but I'm sure it's nothing good. If you don't do it much, then if you do it, it may seem very exciting. If you're only staying in one place, then if you go to another place, you think, oh, very exciting, today I'm going to another place. But if every 1, 2, 3 days you're going to another place, after some time, there's no excitement in that. But anyway, if you don't get the opportunity to travel, don't worry. You've all done plenty of traveling. Everyone has done plenty of traveling, up and down the universe, sometimes in heavenly planets, sometimes in hellish planets, sometimes as a hog, sometimes as a dog, sometimes as Indra, the king of heaven, and sometimes there's another Indra, which means a tiny germ. It's also called Indra. Indra Gop. Kind of germ. So, in all this traveling through 8,400,000 species of life, we have now been so fortunate to get the grace of Guru and Krishna. Eta brahman bhari ananta jivagan chaurashi lakha jonite kariye brahman. In this universe, in every universe, there are unlimited number of living entities. They are filling up the universe. Saravagata, everywhere there are living entities. All the planets, there are different living entities. The foolish people, they think that God made all the stars in the sky at night just so that people can look at them. They think God is so foolish, He made such a big arrangement for nothing. But God, He does everything rationally, not like the foolish people. He made all the planets with different living beings. They're all fully inhabited. And even between the planets, there are living beings. The Siddhas, they are a race of, class of people. They fly planet to planet by their own yogic power. There are some birds, they're very big eagles. They fly from planet to planet. They lay their eggs while they're flying. The eggs are hatched in space. And they eat elephants. This is described in Bhagavatam, 5th canto. So, everywhere there are living entities and they're traveling from body to body to body. Eta brahmandaha. Then, aerupe brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripai pai bhakti lata beej. Out of so many living beings, someone is lucky enough to get the mercy of Guru and Krishna and then get the idea of devotional service. So, one who has got this idea of devotional service, he should decide to make one more journey only. Instead of journeying to a dog body, a hog body, a cat body, a demigod body, a worm in stool body, he should make one journey back home, back to Godhead. And as we are here now, we should do what we can to bring others with us. We should make all endeavors to bring others back to Godhead. If we make the endeavor to bring others back, then certainly we will go ourselves. Especially, we have to consider we don't have much time. This body will not last very long. So yet, let us use every ounce of our energy for spreading the Sankirtan movement. Especially those who are young, they've got energy, they should work very hard, go out, distribute books, chant Hare Krishna, let people know about Krishna. Use every ounce of your energy to serve Krishna. Don't waste any time. Be fully engaged in chanting Hare Krishna and preaching the glories of Sri Krishna. That way you will stay young forever. The body will grow old, that is guaranteed. But if we get this feeling for preaching, then our heart will always stay young. We'll always be fresh. Prana che jar shehi tu prachar. We'll go on. We'll feel, I have to preach. I have to speak about Krishna. So let us all cultivate this mood of Krishna kirtan. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna by chanting His holy names, preaching His glories, distributing His books. This is all kirtan. And in this Kali Yuga, kirtan is the way to get the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has very kindly appeared here in Kaunas with his brother Nityananda Prabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here very kindly, now we have to worship Him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedha Saha. In this age of Kali, those who have got sufficient brain substance will worship the personality of Godhead who has appeared in a golden form with His associates by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by preaching His glories all day and night in every town and village, every corner of the world. This is the way to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Do something to please Krishna. Krishna will be pleased by our endeavors to preach His glories. That Prabhupada said. We have given so many lifetimes to Maya. Now just give this one lifetime to Krishna. You will not be the loser. Hare Krishna, any question?
Very often Maitreya is calling Vidura a fighter, a soldier. How we can understand it.
Yeah, there are two kinds of heroes. Do you want to say in the mic the question, so everyone can hear? So there are two kinds of hero. Yeah. One is one who fights with a sword and subdues the enemy. The other is he who subdues the mind by spiritual strength. Now, Vidur was living in the palace of Dhritarashtra, the brother of Dhritarashtra, who was a kshatriya. So, on account of that relationship, he may have been called hero. But a more important demonstration of his heroism is his victory over the mind and senses.
For that reason, different acharyas are giving elaborate explanation of different symptoms of ecstasy. To consider a fact that there always is a tendency to imitate these symptoms and so on. Because it seems that for one who is feeling this ecstasy, there is no need for such explanation.
No, explanation is also needed, so you can distinguish what is the real thing and what is not. You may say, why should the diamond be put in the shop when there is so much tendency for people to come and steal it? Diamond is there because someone who is the qualified customer, he will come and purchase. Proper precautions will lead so that those who are not qualified do not come and steal it. There is a great science to understand what is actually a diamond, what is imitation, what is good quality diamond, all these different things. Apart from that, the acharyas, they themselves, they are relishing the mellows of advanced devotional service. So naturally they express them. Who are on that level, they can also enjoy that. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur engaged his son, Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur, in printing books about devotional service. So Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur asked him one day about printing Govindalilamrita, which explains the very intimate details of Radha Krishna's daily pastimes. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, I give you permission. You print two copies. One is for you, and the other you keep in the library. If there's someone in future who can understand it, you can keep it for him. So it's not that there's not anybody who may understand it. It's not that there's nobody who will understand it. But these highly elevated scriptures should not be misused. Satya Sai Baba, I don't know what the question is, but he's a rascal. I don't want to talk about him. Thus, finished. He's not an avatar. Avatar means one who comes from the spiritual world. He has come to drag people down to hell. He is not God. He's a rascal because he called himself God. There's many evidences why he's not God. In fact, there's no need, but because people are so foolish, they need some convincing. But one small evidence is that God is the most beautiful, so Sai Baba is ruled out because he's one of the most ugly people ever seen. About a year ago, there was an attempt on so-called this Asatya, Mithya Sai Baba's life. Some people tried to kill him. They came with knives. So he ran inside his room, locked the door, and rang the alarm bell. He was sitting in the room, trembling. So what kind of God is that? If you want to think he's God, you're welcome. If you want to think he's God, you are welcome. There's plenty of space in hell, so you can also take one of them. Because it is extremely sinful to accept a rascal who is not God as God. And those who do so, they must suffer for their sinfulness. Please study the books of Srila Prabhupada. Try to understand who is God scientifically. You read this book from beginning to end, and if you read it with a cool head, then you should understand actually who is God. Not from sentiment, not from dogmatism, but from clear, proper understanding. People say so many things are God. Why Sai Baba? There are dozens of people in India calling themselves God. Dozens of rascals. Some people say that everyone is God. Yeah, some people say there is no God. Some people say that God is an old man with a long beard who cooks bread.
And if you go to heaven, you'll grow some wings and go to God's big bread factory. So, for the first time in history of the Western world, real information is being given who is God. If you want to know who is God, here is his picture. This is God. This is exactly what God looks like. He doesn't have all fuzzy hair around his head. He doesn't have all his hair all around like this. He doesn't have an ugly face. He's the most beautiful. And if you don't want to accept Krishna just on my word, why should you after all? If you don't want to accept what I say, then you study this book and understand. We have so many books, not imaginary books. These books are given by Vyasadeva, who is the greatest authority on spiritual knowledge ever. He has presented all material knowledge and all spiritual knowledge with all philosophy, all reasoning as to cause and effect. And Vyasadeva's verdict is accepted by all the great spiritual authorities throughout time. And nowhere in all Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharat, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, Bible, Quran, not one place will you find that it is said that Sai Baba is God. Everywhere you will find it is established that Krishna is God. So we are not such fools that we accept some cheap magician. We accept who is real God, who is creating, maintaining, and destroying millions and millions of universes simply by his wish. This is God. You should understand who God is properly.
He is thanking you for your elaborate answer, and he makes assurance that he is not a follower of such a Sai Baba, and he is not fought that such as the Bible is avatara. He just asked it to know what to.
What is the reasoning? Yes. Yes. So please study these books. Otherwise, there may be so many doubts. Naturally, pious people are attracted to Krishna consciousness. Pious people are attracted to this chanting, to the prasadam, to the devotees. But to solidify our understanding of Krishna consciousness, we should study these books.
He's asking, could you please tell us something about yourself and the word Vikasa means also?
Vikasa means expansion or development. About myself, well, Jogata bichare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sha, that we sung the other day. That Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. That if you examine, you'll find there's nothing there, but if there is anything there, that's all Prabhupada's mercy. That's all.